It's the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock George Eye Care.
I want to know why George wasn't enjoying my videos. I was showing you some of the great stuff that AI is providing us now. Like right now, I'm watching a video of Jesus and Martin Luther King Jr. Trick-or-treating together.
Yeah, and after a couple times, I get it.
They're caught on Ring camera, and they're taking way too much in the please only take two bowl that was left out front on the porch.
Yeah, after about two of them, I get it.
What about Stephen Hawking on the half pipe?
I think that's offensive. Some nice moves.
In his chair?
Yeah, in his chair. What about Stephen Hawking in his chair battling a bear? You didn't like that one?
Did he win?
Yeah. He said that he thought that he and the bear both proved their point, though.
He got what he deserved. For a while.
There's plenty of funny stuff out there that's actually real. That we don't have to...
Not like this.
AI a horse
jumping off the top rope. That wasn't funny, seeing that... Oh, you missed Stephen Hawking in World Wrestling Federation, too. It was pretty good.
In his chair?
In his chair. Yeah, all of it is in his chair.
Okay.
No, it's very unsettling.
With the computer voice. Why?
Because
we've spent a whole career coming up with these scenarios and laughing at them.
Right.
And we've always talked about how many times have we uttered the phrase, man, I'm so thankful for Photoshop. We were so happy when Photoshop came out and all of our visions and scenarios were brought to life by the P1s.
I understand that, but I think my mind eventually just goes immediately to, if it's not extreme, for the point of comedy, if it's just... AI to recreate, you know, the president of the United States doing something that, you know, I don't know how he ever gets out of it. So no, that's fake. It's not real. He really didn't throw an axe at somebody.
Look, here's what we agree on. Okay, is that all this will destabilize the world so much that nobody will ever get along or agree what's real or what's reality.
But just laugh at it until further notice.
That's a certainty. That's going to happen.
Okay.
But in the meantime, we can either be pissed about the entertainment content or just enjoy it.
Okay. Well, I guess all I'm saying is I enjoyed it the first few that I saw. Now it's just I just look at it and just go, eh.
Stephen Hawking water skiing? You don't want to see that?
No, it doesn't do much for me.
So I think your point, George, and I agree with it, is that Photoshop destabilized the world a little bit. But AI videos where you cannot tell is destabilizing the world a lot. So it's not quite as funny, even though the Stephen Hawking halfpipe was funny. Right?
What's wrong with y'all?
It's just a whole thing.
It's a slippery
now.
Slope, and it's getting slipperier. Yeah.
There's for some reason, people are obsessed with putting Stephen Hawking in situations. the late Stephen Hawking.
Right. But apparently, you like making fun of a guy who had overcome a lot and is now dead.
I also just saw Martin Luther King Jr., who the teacher told him to stop writing on the board up at the front of the room, and he was tackled. It was just so weird. It looked realistic, like he was up there. So whoever's making these videos, they're obsessed with Jesus and Martin Luther King Jr. and Stephen Hawking, putting them in funny situations.
Do we still have your Stephen Hawking picture of you in the studio, and you were slumped so far down in your chair that time?
Yeah, I think that's still around.
It's the worst posture.
It's my favorite Gordo picture ever.
First of all, I want to call out George's comment. Stephen couldn't help that. Okay, so don't be accusing him
I'm
of having the worst posture.
Your posture.
No, you were talking about Stephen Hawking,
human.
And I thought that was very insensitive.
I was talking about you. For some reason, taking this whip chair that we had 30 years
ago.
What
is a whip chair?
It's one that leans back and it makes you just...
What?
It's got... And you wonder why your back hurts.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And you're at a 45-degree angle doing the show. Okay.
If some P1 has that Gordo Stephen Hawking picture, please send it to me.
Stop calling it a Stephen Hawking picture. He's not even anywhere in that picture. It's just me sitting in a chair, way down in the chair.
I now want to see it so badly.
Anyway, George, you got a new way to get your weed. This story came out, and everybody got all excited and started sharing it. It was a story about a New York dispensary, cannabis dispensary, that was launching a fleet of 20 courier pigeons to deliver people's pot to them in New York.
We've talked about that before. How do pigeons know where to go?
They don't. You can't – pigeons, you can't just tape an address to their leg and they look down
they
and
they
go, all
They used to use
right.
them in war. They would
yeah, they would
put a –
You have to train them to go to a specific location over and over and over again.
Okay. How do you do that?
Well, you repetition.
You drive him in a car to 10th Street and say, okay, this is the apartment. Remember, this is the apartment.
Yeah.
And then the next day they're going to fly there?
No, you have to do it a whole bunch of times, and you have to provide a pigeon coop for them there.
Okay.
We always think that carrier pigeons are basically you just plug in the address, and you can't do that.
GPS pigeon.
Don't say GPS pigeon under your breath, under your voice. But it's fake. This whole thing comes out a few days later. And, of course, the viral marketing campaign.
Something else is fake.
But they produced commercials for it. They had pigeons wearing backpacks and showing them with their trainers and their trainers talking about how that they, in order to do this delivery service, it said, as the travel agency, it's only natural we'd explore all modalities of travel for our delivery service. Even pigeons. And then they said that they have handlers and training protocols which entail walking a pigeon on the delivery path so it knows where to fly. Okay, who's believing that? Apparently a lot of people, though, because they don't know how carrier pigeons work.
Okay, well, how do they know how to go through a battlefield of World War I and deliver battle plans?
My theory is that over 98% of them didn't make it to their target.
Right.
And that's why the war
yes.
was a standstill.
Yeah, they just said, they open up the coop and say, all right, go deliver this message to the battlefield. And the pigeon said, wait, I just fly right now? go through the battlefield and deliver this important message. Okay, I'm taking off now. And he just goes straight to Florida.
From France,
yes.
All right.
Why would he want to fly through a battlefield to get a message to anybody?
He's going to go the other way.
Yes. He's going to hear gunshots and he's going to nope out of that so fast.
One pigeon accidentally made it, and then they thought all of them
could do
it.
We could start using these things.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I think anyway.
All right.
So that story turned out to be fake. The carrier pigeon delivering your pot.
See,
to
that's
you.
What I mean. I'm the first minute I'm believing you, thinking, okay, yeah, that's probably possible.
Yeah, because you're.
I'm an idiot.
I think probably, and I hope this is not rude, but I think most pot smokers did believe the story when it came out because they had probably had this idea many times in their life.
Go buy it? A bird can bring it to me?
You know what they ought to do? Yeah, there's so many pigeons in the city, you know? Just train them to deliver the pot.
What a great idea.
So that turned out to not be true. But what is true is that there are great videos of Stephen Hawking and Martin Luther King Jr. breakdancing together and Jesus being the judge and clapping along on the sidelines. And we need that kind of stuff. That's the kind of stuff that keeps us happy, George.
Okay, whatever works for you, that makes you happy.
You wouldn't want to see, how many times have we talked about wanting to see the Pope go up top over Jordan and Pippen and slam one?
I'd love to see that.
I'm sure you can just order them up, I guess.
Yeah, that's you're laughing at it right now. A P1 will have that video of the Pope dunking over Jordan or somebody.
Okay.
A P1 has delivered the Gordo Stephen Hawking photo. Look
that's
at that.
Good. That's it.
That's how he sits on his desk.
Show the people here.
See everybody? Am I right?
I'm sitting low.
Not the worst posture you've ever seen.
There's no Stephen Hawking to it.
I'm going to retweet this for everybody.
It's good. No Stephen Hawking.
For your morning Friday giggle. No. Thank you, P1 Jeremy.
Way to go, Jeremy.
All right.